Atoch, we refer to Hashem in the second person. Shulchan Aruch says, when we're davening, and especially the first bracha of the Amidah, we need to know what the words mean. And therefore, we need to imagine, envision, the Shekhinah is opposite us. If I'd be speaking to a king of flesh and blood, how much more so would I try, focus on what I'm saying? I'm speaking to the King of Kings. Of course, I want to try and organize my mind, my thoughts, my headspace, my speech. But again, it's Atah. The light of Hashem's Elokus is opposite us. This is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. It always places Hashem in front of me. Understanding that literally Hashem is in front of us as we speak to Him. It's amazing. It's almost as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is literally in front of us. It's interesting. We bend down when we say Baruch. We raise ourselves up when we say Atah, so that we are absolutely straight by the time we say Hashem's name. Why so? The Gemara and Baruch stuff your base. Shukareya Kareya Babarach Zekif Zekif Bashem, standing upright by the time of Hashem's name, because Hashem is Zekif Kfufim. Hashem straightens us out. That's how we mention Hashem's name when we're straight. That's the point. Everything that comes from Hashem is straight. Also it's Adam Yasha. He made us straight. We are inherently straight. We're inherently good. We lose our way. We become crooked. We become bent over in life. But at least when we're talking to Hashem, we realize we're doing so from a place of straightness, of yashrus, of integrity. And Rabbeinu Yonah takes it a little bit further. As we stand up, bolt upright, when we say the name of Hashem. Because bowing down shows fear, pachad, yira, that we have in front of Him. Standing up straight means we realize and recognize that Hashem is in control. He's on top of things. We're not scared. We have complete confidence in Hashem's ability to deliver. Else to turn to. Hashem is intimately involved in our lives. He has the ability, He has the power, He's all powerful to solve any of our problems, any of our issues. To be able to talk to Him, to be able to feel confident in Hashem's ability to deliver. All of Tefillah is essentially an exercise in Emunah to bring us to that awareness, as Rav Volbl. So we're standing straight to show our confidence that the address that we're turning to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is always there for us.